good.
Yeah. And then they rehired someone named Miss Fisher. And I love her to death. Like, I love her to death. She's the best counselor in that school. In my school.
Why?
Well, what makes her the best?
Because she actually listens to the things that you do. And if, like, there's something, like, really wrong, she doesn't just send kids away. She actually, like, communicates. And then she'll tell the principal how you feel. And, like, she'll try to not speak on your behalf, but, like, try to, I guess, justify it from, like, adult perspective. And, like, really, like, you know how, like, adults be like, mm-hmm, yeah, uh-huh, but they don't do nothing? She the total opposite.
Word.
W counselor, his mom was like that.
And, honestly, if the counselor is really just...
Hi, I'm Jack from Saugerties, and I'm at the radio station with my sister Katie. You're listening to WGXC Aqua. Have a nice day!
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Henning's Local Test Kitchen in Round Top, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Through the depths of the valley where the sun can't reach. I've been high, I've been low, I've been looking for the river that could fill my soul. Been walking to a city I cannot see. Fill my cup, Lord.
that even this valley was a golden street.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody. I'm just grooving. Fill my cup, Lord. Fill it up. Let it overflow because I am a child in need. Are you out there this morning? Are you there with me? Do you need the Lord to fill your cup? Hallelujah. Possibilities. Lord, have mercy. I'm a child in need. Hallelujah. Oh, I love it. That's Brother Andrew Rip with Fill My Cup. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm here with our audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Randall Martin of Martin AV Services. How you doing this morning, Brother Randall?
I am doing very well. Good morning and happy Brightsiders.
Amen. Yes, blessed Brightsiders. Happy Brightsiders. Amen. You're going to be happy this morning because I got the music. We got the music. God's giving us the music. With a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Hallelujah. And we're going to get into it. I just want to say thank you, God. Hallelujah. I tell you, I had 7 days, maybe really 9 days, but 7 intense days, beloved. My God, from one Tuesday to the next, and then Wednesday wasn't no slouch either because I had a lot of stuff to do for mom and then travel back up here. Thursday, I had to get ready for a meeting, and I didn't get a chance to get some rest till Friday. Beloved, I felt like a wrung out dish rag Friday and yesterday, but I'm beginning to feel myself. Maybe it's because I'm here with y'all doing what we do. I don't know, but God brought me through, and I'm so glad. That might be you too. Well, listen, we got music for you. Music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Yes, Lord. Love it, love it, love it. We got coming up 7 songs back to back. Hallelujah. Love is everything we need. That's by Unspoken. Sunday by Corin Hawthorne. Thank God for Sunday Morning, Cochran and Company. Church by Miss Evie. Joy in the House of the Lord, Anthony Evans. Sunday Sermons, Ann Wilson. And Don't Judge Me by Miss Kiara Sherrod. Yes, 7 songs, 25 minutes, unstopped music. And then after that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today. So here we go. Take it away, Brother Randall. Love is everything we need.
It's easy to say what I think, but it's harder to listen. It's easy to stand on the side and avoid all the trenches. But how are we gonna love our enemies when we can't even love our friends? We build walls, but we're called to build bridges instead. Might not be swinging a fist, but we'll talk behind somebody's back. How are we gonna look like Jesus when we're only looking out for ourselves? Real love is giving our lives for somebody else.
Love, 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 love. Neon lights and stained glass windows, old bar stools and back row pews. I ran to one more than the other, but I couldn't outrun you. Trying to fill up all the empty, trying to numb the pain inside, thinking you'd never forgive me for all those Saturday nights. But thank God for Sunday morning. Thank God for 316 and the words it read that say you bled and gave your life for me. Thank God for the choir singing and a voice saying come back home. Saturday night looked like the end of the story. Thank God for Sunday morning. Now I stranger to the broken hearts like mine. It's what you do. Yeah, somehow you bring dead things back to life. And it might look like it's over as a stone over a grave, but I've seen you move. I'm living proof you still roll stones away. Thank God for Sunday morning. Thank God for 316 and the words in red that say you bled and gave your life for me. Thank God for the choir singing and the voice saying come back home. Saturday night looked like
glass window. Feels like freedom on my face. It really is a new beginning. It really is amazing grace. Thank God for Sunday morning. Thank God for 316. For Sunday morning, thank God for Sunday morning.
When the world gets heavy, starts to weigh me down. When I get a little lost in, I gotta go get through. Ain't nothing like a Sunday morning for my soul. Ain't nowhere else I wanna go. Take me to
forgiven, accepted, redeemed by His grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise. 'Cause we were the beggars, and now we're royalty. We were the prisoners, and now we're running free. We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by His grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise.
There's joy in the house.
There is joy in this house.
There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet.
Oh, yeah.
We'll shout out Your praise. There's joy in the house.
There is joy. There is joy.
I'm surely in this place.
And we won't be quiet. We're gonna shout out Your praise.
There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet.
We're gonna shout.
Something changed in me. Red letters coming off the page, flooded my heart with amazing grace. I knew then I believed, and those roots run deep. Oh, I've been through some faith shaking hard times, yeah, but nothing's gonna make me forget. Every one of those Sunday sermons, every time that choir would sing, I could hear my Savior calling, telling she loves me. No matter what the world throws at me, I know His word is true. It all started with heart stirring, spirit moving Sunday sermons. Devil gonna try and take me out of that church, but you can't take the church out of me. Devil gonna try and take me out of that church, but you can't take the church out of me. Gonna have my worries, well that's part of life. But then I think of those stories about what my God can do. He's still moving like He did back then. Born again people, can I get an amen? We've all seen the proof. He makes all things new. Even all those faith-shaking hard times, yeah, I never wanna stop remembering. Every one of those Sunday sermons, every time that choir would sing, I could hear my Savior calling, telling me how much He loves. Church out of me. The devil gonna try and take me out of that church, but you can't take the church out of me. Sunday sermons.
try and take me out of that church, but you can't take the church out of me. The devil gonna try and take me out of that church, but you can't take the church out of me.
Judge me. I just went through the fire. Oh my Lord. I'm telling you, we got the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you are here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Hudson, Catskill, New York. Also WGXC.org all the time. And here we are with music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. That was Miss Kiara Shear, Don't Judge Me. My next up is Surrounded, Fight My Battles. Oh, I hope this helps somebody out there going through something today. Let God know that you know you're surrounded. Then I'll be back after that with my spiritual social commentary.
Somebody's in the fight of your life right now. Lachey Knox, tell them how to win.
This is how I fight my battles.
When you're feeling overwhelmed and under pressure.
This is how I fight my battles.
Ooh.
When you're in the midst of a storm and you can't see your way out.
This is how I fight my battles.
When you get that unfavorable diagnosis.
This is how you fight.
This is how I fight my battles.
Somebody's saying it seems like trouble is all around me. Lachey, tell them it may look like.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
That's how God works.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, yes, but I'm surrounded by you.
I know what it looks like.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how you fight. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. Oh, this is how you fight. Oh, you gotta fight. Is there anybody that's ready to fight?
Yes, beloved. Listen, this is how we fight our battles. We don't pick up bullets and guns. This war won't be won with bullets and guns. Come on here, somebody. Amen. We done all that. We all done all that, and we still got the same struggles. We fight our battles with the word of God, on our knees, in prayer, in meditation with God. Get his perspective, guidance, counsel, assurance, comfort. This is how I fight my battles. Yes, beloved, this is how we do it. And that was Miss Lacia Knox featuring James Fortune. I hope that blessed you. Listen, I was reading this morning a daily devotional, and when in our ministry this morning before coming on the radio, I shared with our family that we were going to, you know, be looking at that. And one of the other ministers on the line was like, yes, yes, yes. So she had read it too. And I knew I wanted to bring it and share it with you and talk a little bit from that. It is a devotional that is found in the Upper Room devotionals. And it is by a brother in Greater Accra region in Ghana, Asamoah Joseph Amono. And he titled it Standing Back Up. Standing Back Up. All right, so he focuses on Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 16, which says, a just man falls seven times and rises up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. A just man falls seven times and rises up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. I want to put a pastor pause right here and say that last week on Monday, I was at Walmart, and there was a sister that I've known over the years. I've known her as a member of one church or another. She went from one church to help another church get started some years ago. And I see her from time to time in Walmart, and we're always cordial and friendly. And anyway, she came on out to the Columbia County Fairgrounds for gospel at the good news of God's love. That's what the word gospel means, the good news of God's redeeming love. I know it's associated with a certain type of music, and usually it's, you know, the Black African-American experience in music, but gospel means good news, and that's what we do. That's what we bring to the people, the good news of the word of God and the love of God manifested through the gift given to all mankind, his son, who made the way, was the bridge to connect us back to God the Father. Separated by sin, he came to take care of that issue for us, beloved, and give us a way back to a full relationship with God. Not strangers, not adversaries or enemies with God or others, but to be the children, sons and daughters of God in love. So we're having this conversation at the Walmart regarding last Saturday's gospel at the Columbia County Fairground. She was telling me how great it was, how much she enjoyed it. And she said, but I don't go to church anymore because, you know, we're supposed to love one another. We're supposed to love one another no matter what. We're supposed to forgive one another no matter what. And she said, and so many churches, it's just not like that. Ouch and amen, beloved. And I read this verse again. Of course, I've read it before and remember it and have applied it over the years, that a just man falls seven times. And it reminded me, and we have to critique ourselves sometimes. You know, God checks Kim L. Singletary sometimes, and other people who know me and have that grace with God who can pull my coat about something. I'm not going to listen to everybody, and I ain't going to let anybody talk to me any kind of way. But I know that there are people who can help me refine and help me to grow, right? And so, amen, this verse, amen, that a just man falls seven times, because, beloved, it has been my experience and observation as well, that in the church, and I'm talking to my church brothers and sisters, I'm talking to pastors and ministry leaders, amen, in the church, there is a hardness sometimes. If someone falls, if someone falters, if someone fails, sometimes they don't even have to fail or falter. It's just somebody said something about them, and we dismiss them. We cast them to the side. I often say we are the ones who shoot our own wounded, and we're not supposed to shoot our own wounded. We're supposed to go and get them. Remember that story that Jesus told about the Good Samaritan and how there was a man laying on the side of the road, and he had been mugged and left for dead. And the religious leaders, the priest and the Pharisee, they walked on past that man, walked to the other side of the street. And you know, it was then in Jesus' day, and it's the day too. It's today too. Amen. Somebody was up and now they down, and we kick them. And I spoke on this before, because the Democratic Party be doing the same kind of silliness, you know? Amen. But a just man will fall seven times and get back up again. Some of y'all wrote off President Biden, but I'll tell you, a just man will fall seven times and get back up again. And so this brother from Ghana, Africa, okay, talking to us today over here in America. And he said, I recently read that Abraham Lincoln failed in business in 1831, suffered a nervous breakdown in 1836, and was defeated in his run for the presidency in 1856. Instead of despairing and giving up, he refused to stop trying his best. Consequently, he was elected as the 16th president of the United States of America in 1860. Beloved, that was 25 years and three times that this man knew of. But there were other elections that Abraham Lincoln tried to win, and he did not win. And he had family issues too. And he had detractors and adversaries and haters too. But he didn't let that block him and stop him. He kept pushing. And that's what we have to do, beloved. God gives us dreams and visions, all of us. And some of us, we have been told that we're stupid, or told that we can't, or told that they won't let us. And we have given up our dreams and given up our visions. Some of us, we have tried, we have started the race, and then we had obstacles, and we had people put opposition in our way and oppose us, and then we stopped. And you know, we rob God and we rob other people of the blessings that God wants to give through us when we stop. Can you imagine, beloveds, what America would be like if Abraham Lincoln had stopped? Oh, my God. Somebody would have came along at some point. God would have raised somebody up at some point. But guess what? It wouldn't have been in 1865. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Listen, everyone experiences failure. This is a gift, and it's a word of knowledge that we have to give our young people. We live in a time, and in our society especially, where competition is lauded as a mark of accomplishment and achievement, competing and winning, 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 winning. Some people have nervous breakdowns when they don't win. Some people, amen, they get depressed and they can't go on. They get paralyzed when they fail. But failure is a part of life. Amen. Everybody don't get 100 on every test. For somebody getting a 99 is a failure. Come on now. The devil is a liar. We have to give our children and the generations that are younger than us, elders, the knowledge that you're going to fail sometime. I failed in life at some points. There were things I could have done differently, better. There are things I should have done that I didn't do. Come on. There were times I should have stood up or stepped up or spoken up, and I didn't. But you know what? You're going to have those experiences too. And those are just setbacks, and a setback can be a setup for a step up. Come on here, somebody. Amen. So, beloved, hallelujah. Everybody said, even Christians, some of us are so self-righteous. Some of us, oh my goodness, are so critical and so judgmental. Heaven help us. Beloved, every one of us is not like that though. Every one of us is not like that, though. But what happens is the adversary will show up, and he will put those stumbling blocks in our path to throw us off track. Oh, Paul talks about it in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Talks about how a messenger from Satan was sent against him. Come on, and he prayed and prayed and prayed that that thing would be removed. And what did he hear back from God? My grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient for you. Come on, you don't have to be scared, and you don't have to succumb to what the devil do. My grace is sufficient to you. My grace will give you strength. You don't quit in the dip. You just keep on moving. Come on here, somebody. So Proverbs tells us that a faithful person can fall many times, but still have the strength to rise up again. We should snap and clap for that, beloved. Hallelujah. Not hold over people's head something that happened. Not hold over people's head something you heard. But a righteous person will rise up again and again and again. Hallelujah. We know that we cannot stand back and let failures overcome us. Paul tells us we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We can get back up again. Yes, so yes, we can. Listen, beloved. When we fail, whether it's socially, whether it's morally, whether it's maritally, whether it's in ministry, we cannot give up. Come on here, somebody. Let us look for the cause, brother from Ghana tells us, of our failures, and trust that God forgives us and gives us the strength to stand up again. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Beloved, remember, we have battles to fight. And some of them we're going to win. And some of them we won't. But let me tell you, that don't mean you got to quit. Nah, sir. Nah, ma'am. Don't quit in the dip. You got to keep on pushing and pressing on the King's highway to get to where God is taking you. Our struggles help us become who we're meant to be. This is Pastor Kim, and this is my spiritual social commentary for today. The title of it was Standing Back Up by Mr. Asomo Joseph Omono from Greater Accra Region, Ghana, with a spin from me, Pastor Kim. Because, beloved, I tell you, with God, we win. With God, we win. We got some more music for the heart and the mind and the soul coming up right now. And this next project is Maverick City. You're hearing a lot about Maverick City. They got together during the pandemic, and they just been blowing it up. Where would I be? Listen and be blessed.
You to know that I should be a dead man, but he saved a sinner's soul. Some say it's impossible to do what he did, but look where I was and look where I am. Where would I be without your mercy? Where would I be? That easy, your hands on me. Listen to this. So never let me go. Never let me go. I'm depending on you. So never let me go. Never let me go.
without your mercy, where would I be? Without your grace, where would I be? Without your favor, one thing for certain, your hands on me. Oh, one thing for certain, your hands on me. Oh, one thing for certain, your hands on me.
Family. Oh, your hand, your hand, your hand, your hand is never letting go of me.
That's right. He'll never let you go. Don't let him go. He won't let you go. Ah, my beloveds, where would I be? I know you can say that together with me. Where would you be if not for love, God's love, God's grace, and God's mercy? Well, we thank God for God today. We thank God for the saving love of his son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And the precious Holy Spirit who creates new creations in us. Yes, beloved. Don't you love him? I love him. I love him so. Well, we're getting ready to go. Hope that you were blessed. I know I've enjoyed my time being here with you and sharing music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Listen, I saw on my calendar that tomorrow is International Nelson Mandela Day. International Nelson Mandela Day. Tell somebody, tell them young folk about Mr. Mandela and what he did. Oh my God, hallelujah. In prison for 26 years and came out better, not bitter. Come on here, somebody. And my calendar tells me that next Sunday is Parents' Day. Parents' Day. So all of you out there who have a parent or parents still with us, send them a note. Give them a call. Take them out. Send them some flowers. Do whatever you can do to let your parents know you appreciate them. Amen. They might not have gotten it all right, but hallelujah. God didn't let you get caught up. Somebody say amen. And those of us who had wonderful parents, praise God. Hallelujah. Ought to let them know that we appreciate what they did. Yes, beloved. If you're a parent out there, remember the words that you say to your children today are the words they're going to hear when they become adults. All right? Speak life to your children and let them know God will never let them go. Ah, beloved. Ah, it's time for me to get out of here. But I want to say to all of you celebrating birthdays in this month of July, I wish you a happy, blessed birthday and a happy, blessed birthday month. You want to get in touch with us? Listen, you can go to gbioccnty@gmail.com. You want to know more about the churches that are getting together to share the gospel as one? Yes, all around this county, gbioccnty@gmail.com. You want to leave me a note about Brightside? I'd love to hear from you. Anything that's working, that you're loving, that you want me to know, or you want to just reach out, you need prayer, email me, brightside12534@gmail.com. You want to know more about Overcoming Ministries? Yes, then let us know and hear from you too. That's Overcoming Ministries. 12534@gmail.com. Somebody will get back to you. Give us a little time. We don't have a big staff. Amen. But we will get back with you and look forward to hear from you too. We got one last song, and this is the blessing. We want to leave you with a blessing, declare a blessing over your life. And we're doing that with the help of Melvin Crispell III featuring Miss Miranda Curtis. Remember, beloved, no matter how gray the day, no matter how dark and low the clouds may be, the sun is still there. The sun is still here and it's still shining. There is a bright side somewhere today, right here on WGXC with me, Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. God bless you. God loves you. And I love you too.
The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face.
to walk.